Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Now, the European Parliament is back in session today with the newly elected 720 lawmakers gathering in Strasbourg. Ursula von der Leyen, Roberta Metsola and support for Ukraine will be the main topics of the first meeting. And Seana Murray is Europe correspondent with Euronews and she joins me on the line. Good morning, Seana.
Good morning, Claire.
So we've the start now of a new five-year mandate, but the shape of the Parliament has changed because we have over a quarter of those MEPs. They sit with hard and with far-right groups. We have the pro-European centrist parties holding on to a governing majority. But the new makeup will affect the bloc's ambitions and policy. What's that going to look like? Is it going to slow down policy making at the least?
At the very least, it'll slow down. At the very worst, it'll sort of stop progressive legislation when it comes to social issues and potentially on issues when it comes to Ukraine, certainly on the Green Deal. Like you mentioned there, the centre has relatively held, but it's disjointed, it's quite fragmented and it's very vulnerable. And, you know, as it stands, you know, over the last five years of the European Parliament, it was very difficult to get legislation passed because we were facing so many new crises, such as COVID and the war in Ukraine. And I remember throughout COVID, there was days long negotiations to try to get things like the COVID cert passed or the negotiations on the joint procurement for vaccines. And that was with a very strong majority of pro-European MEPs. Now you have, as you mentioned there, a quarter of the far right there. And many of those are, let's say, anti-vax. Or they're against the social aspect of what the European Union should be doing. So you speak to some of them, many of whom in the first place wanted their countries to leave the European Union. They don't speak about that anymore because they see that Brexit hasn't really worked out so well for the UK. So what they say is that they would like to, quote, carve the EU out from within. So prevent all the policies on, for example, labour rights. A lot of them were voted against in the last parliament, things like the Digital Services Act, which is their to protect people from online harassment. So all of those issues are up for grabs. So there's a lot of unknown unknowns. But what we do know is it'll be quite fragmented and very difficult to pass legislation.
Okay, so let's look at what will be happening then in the short term. We have the election of the president and Roberta Metsola is wanting to take up that role again, first elected in 2022. What are her chances of being elected?
Well, she will pass because she's not as controversial as, let's say, Ursula von der Leyen, and she's well known to the MEPs. The EPP did increase their vote share, and she's obviously a member of the EPP. She does have good support from the S&D, from Renew. So even if the far right don't vote for her, I think she's really the only candidate there. So she's pretty secure. And that vote is today. And I mean, it's pretty much a foregone conclusion. I mean, she is seen as a person who can try to bridge the divide on issues around Ukraine, although some people won't like her. But I think the votes are there for her.
OK, that's not expected to be controversial. Then following on from that, we'll have the election of the 14 vice presidents. That will happen shortly after Roberta Metsola is confirmed.
That's right. And there, that's an interesting one because of the growth of the far-right parties who believe that they should have stronger roles, VP roles, for example, the ECR or Giorgia Meloni. She's going to put forward two representatives for president and vice president. And this is going to be really interesting because this is where we'll see whether or not the cordon sanitaire works, whether the groups merge together, the centrist pro-European groups, to prevent the far right getting roles, very senior roles representing the European Parliament. So that will be quite a difficult vote and we don't know how that's going to turn out.
All right, then later this week we have the big one. This is on Thursday when MEPs will be asked to vote on whether to elect Ursula von der Leyen as President of the European Commission for a second term. So are the numbers in her favour? Do we know?
We just don't know. It's really going to be down to the wire. I mean, I've spoken to senior members in various groups who have said they haven't made up their mind yet, even though she's been doing a lot of horse trading and negotiations with Renew, with the Greens, with the S&D, the sort of centrist groups. And still they haven't made up their mind. And they're saying to me, we won't know. We really won't make our decision about a recommendation for her until after 8 o'clock on Thursday morning when she delivers her speech on her priorities. And we'll see whether what we spoke to her about is contained in that speech. So it's really tight. right. And, you know, she has a potential of 400 votes. She needs 361. But if you whittle that down, you know, for example, in the Renew group, the three Irish MEPs won't be voting for her. In the S&D, Eoghan Reardon won't be voting for her. And there's those like the French Les Républicains in the EPP, they won't be voting for her. So you can see straight away how the numbers are diminished. In 2019, when she was voted in, she got a potential of about 440 and she only won by 9 votes. Mm-hmm. And it's a secret ballot. So even if there's a group recommendation for her, it's up to the MEPs individually to decide whether or not they're going to go for it.
Do you think this is awkward at all for Micheál Martin as Taoiseach Foreign Affairs Minister, someone who, as Taoiseach, sat at the EU Council table, his own MEPs are challenging his authority, they're refusing to support Ursula von der Leyen. Is it an issue for him and also an issue for Michael McGrath and his role, the role that he might get on the commission?
Well, first of all, if she doesn't get in, she won't be making those decisions. And then we'll have to see who the EPP then put forward. If she does get in and they have voted against her, it's down to Ursula von der Leyen whether she's going to hold that against Michael McGrath, who is obviously a member of Renew. But he will, and Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, will have to be able to put forward the credentials of Michael McGrath to prove that he is, you know, the right candidate for a senior economic portfolio. It's not great, but I would also say that within the EU at the moment, there's so much disjointedness and so much sort of belligerence and controversy that Ireland isn't as, you know, a big an issue. But certainly I think if she's looking at Michael McGrath and saying, well, your own group, your MEPs in your group voted against me, you know, that might come up. But I don't know. I think it's more about putting forward how strong Michael McGrath is in the commission, and we'll be there to support her regardless of what happened with the MEPs. I think that's more important, because she wants a commission cabinet that is strong, and that should be her first priority.
All right, big week, Seana. Thank you very much. Seana Murray there, Europe correspondent with Euronews. Coming up next, how refunds for patients who travel to get their cataract treatment are changing.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.